Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday morning radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. We bring to you another great talk show today, and we are asking that you join us this morning in your discussion, in our discussion. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We're going to have a beautiful discussion this morning. Today, the discussion is going to be on life is good and death is in sin. Life is good and death is in sin. That's something to think about, huh? Well, Imam Shahid Shabazz knows how to bring it to you, to touch your mind, your thoughts, inspire you, as well as encourage you. And we want you to join us. This is a discussion we have. It's for all of us. And we all should have input in it as to our concerns about what's going on in this world today. And let's talk about what we can do and see the good that still exists and the good that's within us, where it comes from, who makes the changes and why. People. Most people have chosen death over life by choosing sin over the goodness of Allah. People, you must realize that the Almighty God Allah is all good. Almighty God Allah created the world that we live in and all creation good. And He created all things in the heavens and the earth with goodness and justice. The world won't get any better if we don't change our wicked ways and surrender give our will back to our Creator and let our will be His will. So people, that's something for us to think about. We've all gone astray and become a part of this corrupt society and environment, thinking that wrong is right. And this was predicted that this would happen. But the evil of this world is even Satan would make man think that his wrong is right and right is wrong. And we can see that more today than ever. But we're waking up, many of us. I listen to people talk as I go around to the shopping centers. I'm in the street. I'm out taking care of business, going to school, going to projects that I'm involved in. And people are very concerned about the conditions of the world today. So we want to ask ourselves, how do we fit in? What is our role? And what do we do? Are we doing all that we can do to help make it better and to bring about the world that we believe we should all be living in? Well, without further ado, I want to let you know once again that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, life is good and death is in sin. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
First of all, we want to say that assalamu alaikum for all of you who do not know what it means in the listening audience. It means the peace of Allah or the Creator be upon you. One of the attributes or titles of our Creator, Allah, is Assalam, the peace. So you can only get peace by being in harmony, in agreement with the will of Allah, with your Creator, because He is peace. You can't get peace from anything else, money, drugs, sex, anything carnal or matter, material. You can't get peace out of it because it don't have any peace to give you. It don't have life to give you. Allah also is life. So we see as the co-host said, when you're cut off from the remembrance of your creator, Allah, whatever you want to call him, but Allah means all in all, that he's the creator in everybody and that his will is in all things. You see, his will is in all things, in all beings. The same creator, no matter what name you call him, we all have one God, one creator that created us and sustains us. So with that said, we would like to say a little prayer to open. Actually, we want to say the most said prayer of Muslims and the most said prayer of all the prophets and messengers from the beginning of time. It's called Al-Fatiha, or the opening. I will say it in Arabic, then I will translate it in English. I like to do that. I don't speak Arabic fluently, but I know the Al-Fatiha in Arabic. So bear with me patiently, if you will. I thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idhna sirata mustaqim. Sirata al-Adin. Anta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Wa dhalin. Ameen. We just said with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose fortune is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. Thank you. So with the beautiful opening prayer of the Holy Quran said, if you just listen at the words of that prayer will save your soul. It'll save you from the destruction we see all over the world in the lives of people. It will save you, because in this beautiful prayer, not only are we seeking, acknowledging who our Creator is, we're also asking him to help us as weak human beings to not go astray from his straight path that leads to him. And his straight path is a path of righteousness. It's a path of goodness. It's a path of love. It's a path of all good. So, you know, Almighty Allah, our Creator, is not good. Sometimes he's good all of the time. So if we are going to change ourselves and change the conditions of the world, we can't take our faith as a convenience, like we conveniently take off our clothes when it's time to go to bed, put them back on when it's time to go. Our worship of our Creator is a way of life. Islam means way of life. For all of you all who do not know what Islam means, it don't mean the Muslims' religion. It means the way of life for all people. Prophet Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, who lived 30 years ago in Mecca in Saudi Arabia, he was the last prophet of Almighty God, Allah, for all people. The Holy Quran is the final revelations for all people. It confirms or sums up all the revelation that Almighty God revealed to Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all the prophets. All of that knowledge of Allah is in the Holy Quran. So if you don't have the book that Jesus brought, or Moses, or Abraham, you got it when you have the Holy Quran. And one of the things I wanted to say in my opening talk is that if you study history, you will find that when the world became corrupt as it is today, the only thing that changed the world was when people of God, sincere people of faith in Almighty Allah, come together. And it wasn't but a few of them against the whole world. But see, what most of us have forgot is that Allah says in the Quran, though you may see evil every which way you go, Allah said he's still the God, the Creator. He still has power over everything in the heavens and earth. He has power over good. He has power over bad. And he permits bad to exist so that we will understand that the only way we can get through this bad world, evil world, is with his goodness. He has to guide us. And his guidance is called Asarat al-Mustaqim, straight guidance, clear. There's no deception. There's no falsehood in his guidance. It's all truth. There was a saying we had growing up here in the South, the truth will set you free. And it says the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. So that's what we need. Lots of people are talking about who won the presidency. And they think that the government and what it do will determine the outcome of their life. Well, that's unfortunate. Because the one who is in control is not Donald Trump, the Hillary Clinton, the government. Even when Obama was in there, he wasn't in control. No human being is in control of what goes on the in the heavens or on earth. Now, what do I mean by that? I know we have free will, and we can choose to do right as people, and we can choose to do wrong. But even though we choose, who give us the ability to choose right from wrong? Allah, our creator. So he shows you that when you choose wrong, what happens? You destroy yourself, and we destroy each other as people. This world we know is not the world of Almighty God Allah. Anytime you have a government now that legalizes same-sex marriage, you know that Almighty God is not pleased with this world, and he's not going to allow it to last much longer in this old moral decadence. I mean, we people don't even have no morals no more, the majority of people. They love sin like they should be loving righteousness and goodness. And the same way most people love sin, I love righteousness that way. I love goodness that way. I love justice that way. And when we say justice, what do we mean? Justice means to want for others the good that you enjoy. Don't mean you want it all for yourself. While we are taught that you're not a true believer, not Muslim, believer in Allah, the creator, until you wish or want for your brother that which you want for yourself of good. Of good. It has to be good. So, you know, that's what this talk is all about today. It's about moral consciousness. And how do you become moral conscious? You have to be God conscious. You have to know that Almighty God Allah see you, even though you don't see him. And you have to realize that you're not just in this world to live, do what you want to do, and die, and that's the end of story. No, that's not the end of story. And first of all, we're not here to just live and do what we want to do. We're here to live. You live in righteousness. You know, excuse me, you live in righteousness. That's why most people are dead. They're already dead. It's just a matter of time before the body die, but most people are spiritually and mentally dead because they have forgotten their creator, Allah. And the creator, Allah, said when you forget him, you forget your very life, your own soul. Listen, if you will, at this. This goes for Christians, Muslims, everybody. The creator says in all this authentic revelation, he said he created people, us people, from the dust of the earth. And then he said he brought down the rain, and he molded that dust. It became clay. And he said he made that clay into this body, what we have. And he said he duly proportioned everything. It's a balance. Our body represents the balance of the universe. We have two eyes instead of one eye. We have 2 feet instead of 1 foot. If we have 1 foot, one leg, it will be hard to walk. But with 2 legs, you can balance yourself. With 2 eyes, you can see the whole picture. So life is about balance. Your life when you are living a good and bad life. Balance comes when you live a good life. You see, Almighty God Allah said, we're going to die, everybody. We're going to surely die. In fact, he said, we're going to die soon. And he said, there's going to be a day of resurrection. For we're going to be raised up from the dead in a new world, his world, and we're going to be judged for all the things we did in the short time we had here on earth. We only here a short time, people. That's why people are dying so fast now. We are near the end of this period of a lost creation. And we got to die and go back home to Allah for judgment. So the only way you can prepare for your judgment is by living a good life. Because Almighty God Allah say on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, he say there's going to be a scale he's going to have there for every soul. And he say, that soul, each individual soul, if on their scale, they have more good scale than evil or wrong, he say they will obtain the object the purpose he created them. They will obtain eternal life. And he say if they have more evil on their scale, then they will have failed the test of life in this world, and they will spend eternity in what's called hell, a place where there is eternal misery, torment, agony. Now, most people may take this as just words. Well, I ain't been there and came back. How do I know it's going to happen? Well, these people are just simply fools. Because everything that Almighty God Allah say, he don't have to work at it like we do. All he has to do is say, kun fayakun, be, and it is. So it's already done. It's just a matter of time, because you all and I know we're going to die. So even if you don't believe in the resurrection and judgment day, you're going to die. You should know, and why wait until you die and take a chance and you don't live the evil life, and you woke up from the dead, as you are going to be woke up on the day that Allah have the angel Ifrit to blow the second trumpet. That's for the holy bodies to rise up out of the grave for judgment. So with that said, people, because I know the co-host, you have a, you know, sinus, and I want to give someone else an opportunity to come on and just add to what I've already been blessed to say, give a comment, ask a question. I'll be glad to entertain their question. So at this time, I'm going to say, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Thank you, my salam. Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is Life is Good and Death is in Sin. A heavy title to think about and to realize death is not the physical death. Death is the spiritual and mental death. That you, of you being here physically, moving about, but still not living the way that your Creator has ordained for you to live. You're actually killing your physical life and destroying your physical life before its time by disobeying the will of the Creator and doing what you want to do. Yes, I'm going to have our guests to come on now. We did have more than one up. I see only one person up now, but I guess some just come on. We let them know that they don't have to stay the whole while. They can just come for a few minutes. And so the listener that I did see on the board today, I don't see now the other one that was here before we came on. They came on. Whoever it was, I appreciate you and thank you. It was someone locally here in D.C. Now we do have another listener, and this is our beautiful listener who supports us continuously. And we thank our almighty Creator, Allah, for blessing us with such beautiful support from this brother. Good brother from Durham, North Carolina. Welcome again this morning, Brother Larry.
Yes, good morning. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry.
My name is Lam, Brother Shay. I'd like to give thanks to Almighty God Allah for this show this morning. Thank you, God. I thank you all, Shaheed, just for being on again this morning and bringing us a word and giving us some encouragement, of course, to be strong and faithful. I do think, you know, this day and time that, I mean, we have certainly wandered away from the straight path to guidance of Almighty God. I think we've become a people, a society that only believes or think what we see rather than what was taught and installed upon us down through the generation. But Allah is most merciful, and I think too that you know, his light forever shines. But if you don't seek guidance, if you don't seek wealth, health, goodness, then again, as you mentioned many times, Brother Shahid, about we are people of choice. So I would certainly encourage, and I certainly thank you all for encouraging others to seek the right guidance for goodness in this world. So it's certainly a blessing to have, you know, people like yourself to constantly encourage us in a dark day and time as we're living in this day and time. I would just encourage people to continue to be strength, be encouraged, and don't be afraid to lean on one another and to be strengthened, to protect and listen to one another and try to help one another. I mean, I think that's what God wants us to do. I never known anybody that said ain't seen God, and, you know, and so I don't need to just wait and look and say I ain't going to do anything till I see God, till I hear from God, because he puts us here, he's given us instruction, and we are, you know, to obey and live accordingly. And but I think that the way we are, the way people are today, is that everybody's going in such a way that they just choose their own direction. So, I thank you all, and, keep up the good work. Inshallah, we'll all be successful in this journey. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry, and we thank you for those beautiful words of encouragement. Always, we appreciate you coming on. I was sharing with a brother of mine that I've been knowing, came into Islam with maybe about 45 years ago. His name is Brother Thomas. I think he did come on this morning. Matter of fact, I'm over at his house. And I hope that Brother Thomas is listening, and not only listening, I hope Brother Thomas puts the number one on his phone so that he can at least come on and let me know that he did come on the program today. So, Brother Thomas, if you're listening, would you push the number one button, and at least we can greet each other? And I know you came on, if you're listening. Just push the number one button, Brother Thomas.
He might not be on. It's not showing on the switchboard anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, he might not be on. But anyway, in continuation of the talk, Brother Larry, what I wanted to say is that, you know, when we was growing up, me and you are about 60 years old now, our people, the African Americans in particular, they valued morality because in this society, at that time, it was racism was strong, as it is today. It had resurged today, but at that time, it was segregation. You had blacks, they call us colored. At that time, the white people did. At the government, they said we was colored people. And so they had, a separation where if they had water fountains, too, they would have two, one for the colored, one for the white. And so they definitely wanted us to know that we wasn't equal with them as a human being. In fact, they said we were three-fifths of a human being, the whites. And now that we have Donald Trump in the White House, and I emphasize White House because it's the White House. White House means really this is a country for white people. They didn't bring us here as African-American people for us to think that this is our country. They brought us here to know that you're slaves, and they're still showing you today that you are slaves. We are slaves, the African-American people. They are saying to you, you might not have the chains on your feet, the shackles, but they are saying to us in many ways that you're a social slave, that you're a political slave, that you're an economic slave to us, that we own you all. And even the money that the billions and millions that black people make in this country alone, the people that control it is they are slave masters, the whites and the Jews. So, you know, we really need to understand that the only way out of this for us is not just by voting. We've been voting and voting and voting. And in fact, the votes don't have no kind of influence or power to bring about a change, no way, because those are politicians, and they want you to vote for them to keep getting all the wealth and for them not to do anything for you. I'm talking about the people, not just black people. People, excuse me, and they're supposed to be a government and by the people and for the people, a democracy. But as one great scholar in our race said about 40-some years ago, Malcolm X, A.K.A. Malcolm X, El Hajj, Malik Shabazz, we as a people, and it was black people, but now it's really all people in this country, we have never, especially us as African-Americans, seen democracy. All we have experienced is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is just simply lying. It's deception. It's saying one thing, excuse me, and doing another. That's all we've seen. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. Bear with me, if you will. So, morality. You know, Almighty God, Allah destroyed a city called Sodom and Gomorrah thousands of years ago because the men preferred to have sexual relationship with men rather than women. And Almighty God's prophet, Lut, Allah at the time, said to him, he said, well, I can get you women. If you want women, they said, you don't know, you know we don't want no women. You know what we want. We want men. So we're living in the same type of society. History repeats itself. So we have to understand that the only way that we're going to bring about a change in this government, in the world, is through going back to good morality. Good morality only means God consciousness, God's goodness. Morals mean goodness, and good morals is what will change the world. The unity of Almighty Allah will change us, and it will change the government. You know why? Because if the people unite under the oneness of Allah, then Allah will overthrow the government for the people. But as long as the people join the government in corruption, in moral corruption, Allah is going to allow, like Pharaoh and the Egyptians and the Israelites, people of Moses, he allowed all of them to get drowned, the majority in the Red Sea, because even Moses' people turned back to corruption and sin and immorality when Moses was leading them to the promised land. We done had people that try to lead us to the promised land, like Imam Walter E. Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King Jr., many, many more, Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X. And the promised land, I will explain to you what the promised land is. The promised land, a lot of blacks think the promised land is a home, a big home, living like the white people, as far as materially speaking. The promised land is not even a material land. The promised land is a way of thinking. The promised land is the land in the world of Almighty God, Allah, in your soul, in your eternal, immortal soul and mind. It's to free your mind from this world that we're in and put your mind and soul in the land. Your body is earth, so our body is land. So the promised land, God promised us what? He promised us eternal life. He promised us peace and prosperity. But you have to have the peace. You have to have the obedience to Almighty God Allah inside of you. And that will take you to the promised land of Allah. The promised land is not a land like we're in. God didn't promise us an evil, wicked land like we're in, a corrupt land like we're in, the outer land. The real promised land is in your mind. It's in your soul. It's having a righteous soul, pure heart, a pure mind, a good mind. So, you know, this is the promised land. I've been blessed to make it, excuse me, to the promised land. And I'm at peace. And I'm on my way continuous to the promised land. And the promise that Allah promised us is not just to give us life here on earth, but he said when he put his spirit in our body, when he created us, he gave us eternal life. So our life as human beings is eternal. It's immortal. The mortal part of our life is not real, and it will not last. But the immortal part of our life is from Allah and of Allah, our Creator, and it will last forever. So I'm going to give someone else a chance because, like I said, I'm a little hoarse. I have a little infection, sinus, but I'm grateful to be alive spiritually because even if my body die, Almighty Allah said, don't think of those as being dead, who die serving him, submitting to his will. He said, no, they're not dead, though. The people on earth don't see them no longer. He said, they're living, finding that which sustain their real spiritual life in the divine presence of Allah in the unseen world, his unseen world. Peace be with you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, coming home strong today on his show, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. We want to thank you for joining us. We want you to come in on the discussion, have questions ready, have comments ready, because it's not Imam Shahid Shabazz's show or sisters, it is your show, all right? It's for you, the people, for us to come together and discuss our concerns and our feelings and to express, you know, what we feel should be done to make this world the world that it should be, because we know that it's in bad shape today. And we need everyone that we can get to join in together as one, to come together and work to try to bring about the good again. So that's what we're talking about. We have gone too far to the left. And that means that we've gone from good into all bad. And you see the results all around you now. We've accepted anything that's been told to us. Like we were saying the other day, we ran a discussion, said people have become gophers. Anything that someone says to them to do, they do it. Any new idea, any new thought, any new style, any new food, whatever they bring to them, they hurry and grab it. They don't ask questions, don't think whether it's good for them or not, or it's the best thing. They just grab it because it's supposed to be a new style, a new idea. So they space you out with words to make you do those things that are not good for you, not healthy for you, and that are wrong for you in the life that you should be living. I see here that we do have some more guests that's showing now who would like to talk, I believe. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to, but we'd love to have you. This is your show, like I said.
and we'd like to hear from you too. The first number is 202-847-9171. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, I believe that person just wants to listen rather than comment. We are glad you joined us this morning. We pray that you will receive what you're looking for, some good information, some spiritual information, and some information that can help you to decide that you're going to improve in your life and live a better life and try to get more involved to help bring about a difference in this world, in this society. So the question is, what are we as individuals doing to help to change this world and make it better instead of complaining about it? What role are we playing today, even in our neighborhood, in our own home, wherever we go? Do we see ourselves as making a difference and helping to change things, make them better? What about our communities? You know, you bring heaven on earth, that's like it's a spiritual and mental idea, as Imam Shahid Shabazz said, and you live it through your thoughts. If you want a clean neighborhood, if everybody in that neighborhood don't get out there and try to keep that neighborhood clean, they're not going to have that clean neighborhood. If they don't get out in their yards and try to grow flowers and help one another grow flowers and all, have pretty flowers blooming and all, they're not going to have that beautiful neighborhood they want. So the whole idea is working men coming together, working together, helping one another, reaching out to one another. And as you reach out to that person reaches out to someone else. That's how it should be, and you will see a difference. You will think you're in heaven once people get the reality of what they should be doing and their purpose in life. I was looking on Facebook this morning. I always check Facebook out and invite the people to join us also. And I saw some situations where it was showing that before Trump could get into office, but they had already started. We know that. That they were putting up signs like Imam Shahid Shabazz was just saying, these water fountains. They had put them up in a school. Some school said color on one and white on the other. And they were doing other things that they've gone back to doing, you know, to show racism and hatred towards one another. And telling, I think it's the black, the children are being affected now. Telling them, you get on back over there, something. We don't need you. You don't belong over here. Signs and all. And for the Muslims, the same thing was happening with them. They had signs in one of the communities down south. But they were telling a Muslim sister who had, she was a teacher, an instructor. They said a very good instructor. So they were all going to definitely speak out again. Someone sent her a note telling her about her scarf that she was wearing, that she needed to take and wrap it around her neck. These type of ugly things that are going on now. And they're not going to get any better because if we just let it be. And we have to join together, and these people are joining together in this community, and let the people know this is unacceptable. We are not accepting it. And we do want something to be done about it, you know. So, these things you're going to see more and more of and hear more and more of because Satan has been let loose now. He's given his chance to do all he can do to grab you and take you with him to the hellfire. And so he's out there and he's working. He's working in plot. One way or another, he plans to get you. So we have to show him by joining together, coming together in our good, that it won't happen. See, good has to overcome the evil. And once good comes back and overcomes the evil, then you'll have the reality of the true life that you want to live on earth. But as long as we allow this evil out here, this wickedness, to be more powerful and appear to be more powerful, because it's never more powerful than good, because good is Allah and from Allah. But it appears because it's given its chance to see what it can do. And it's after you, people. It's after you in every little way. So be careful of everything that's handed to you out there. If you were in our days and all, like I say, you would know the difference because they were teaching you then about the modest dress, the best way to dress, to not show your form, to not embarrass or disgrace yourself and dress in certain ways. Not only that, it affects your health and your body. You're constantly affecting your health and body. That's the whole reality to do when you do wrong. When you're wearing these clothes that are not appropriate, you're causing diseases where you sit down and all, you know. behind other people, people touching you. You're getting diseases and germs. That's why more people are sick and catching everything because of the lifestyle, being the food that they're eating, not fresh food, fresh vegetables, fresh meat, and all, any old kind of food. These type of things, people, are affecting you, affecting your life and how you live today. So you have to understand what the wrong is in order to make it right. And that's what we're here for, to let you know that you have to really work hard on yourself because nobody's going to change until you make the change. You've got to be involved. Stop waiting on other people. Stop asking what people of government is going to do. It all begins with what are you going to do? What are you going to do in your home to make it better? To help, if you have children, to teach them. Teach them about themselves. Teach them the right way and the best way to live. Go out into the community. Help others. Help keep the community clean. See someone in need? A penny or dime is not going to hurt you to put in their pocket and help them to have something to eat or get a sandwich or something. Even if they don't, that's none of your business. They say they're hungry. You know that you're hungry. You had someone else hungry. Most of us have these same type of people in our families, and we know that they are hungry. So take that penny or dime and give it away. Because when you're giving that, you're bringing on blessings to yourself, more blessings than you can imagine because of your good intentions in helping that person. So now I see someone else here. It's a 202-910-2580 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, we seem to have listeners, and we want to thank you. We are very thankful to have you join us this morning. We pray that you enjoy the show, but at any time that you would like to comment or even ask a question, please feel free to do so. When I put you on here, it's because I see your number showing on the switchboard. You might not want to comment. You might just want to listen. Again, we thank you for listening in. Brother Larry, I think we're going to come back to you now and see if you might have another word or comment. Brother Larry, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Yeah, I had to get off a couple of times because I'm working on call. Yes, sister, you are exactly right. I think that we, the generation these days, I think we just, I think it's kind of hard in a way to reach them. I kind of think that it's, you know, it's always been said, and I've heard in many years about the design fix of society, the government, and things this nature. To actually to destroy people, especially people of color, and to keep us down, under the masses, you know, which is the whites. So, and it's definitely effective even today. You know, we still see a lot of black on black crimes, which is really stupid. I mean, it's you know, we got young black men, and in particular, especially these days and time, that are going out here today, and they are getting out the gate. They're getting 10, 15 years in prison. I mean, that's a lot of time for a young man go out here and first time in jail and first crime he's committed. But it's like they're just not thinking, or they just don't care, and it's a shame. And I mean, you can, you know, a brother my age, you know, can actually try to persuade one to not make the same mistakes I made, or you know, there's a better way, And it's almost like they look at you and laugh, and that's a joke, you know, because I think sometimes they may feel that they got a safe haven in jail. You know, they got a food, they got a bed, you know, they peers are there, and you know, it's just a slave camp. And I pray that they will, you know, you know, overcome that, and inshallah, that, you know, if we keep doing what we're doing to try to persuade them to stray away from that, then inshallah, Allah will grant us to be successful in doing so. But that is my prayer. That's my wish. That's my continuation to look forward to that. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. You got it. Just a moment.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Larry. Now, if we don't have anyone else who would like to comment, if you do, please give us your name and number. Number one, you need to show up on the switchboard so that we know that you would have a word to say. Otherwise, we're going to give it back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz for a few comments again. And we're going to try to, about every 10 or 15 minutes, come in so that if there is someone else online who would like to say, I see the board is filled. I might have missed some. I think some just came on, so we'll give them a chance to say something first before we continue with the conversation. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, can you hear us?
What's number one?
Imam Shabazz.
Okay, I have a brother here that wants to come on. I'm at his house, Brother Thomas. I told him, I asked him to push the number one button, and once he do that, you should see his number light up. He wants to say something. I want him to say something.
Oh, yeah. Is this his number? I see there's a new number on that's 919-884-0563. Is that his number?
Yes, I think it is.
All right, then sure, we'd be glad to have him to come on and give us a comment. All right, Brother Thomas.
As-salamu alaykum, how you doing, sister?
Wa alaykum as-salam, and how are you, brother? Welcome to our show today, and we're glad to have you on air.
I appreciate you because you sound like this lady out of Detroit. And I know you've been in the struggle for a long time, too, for our freedom and our unity. So I'm listening to everybody that talk now. They talking about the way back to the teaching normalized models, which were all the good things that he said to do, which we need to start doing them. We need to start doing them now. We don't have to hate nobody to do now. We just need to go to work. That's what I want to say. So give me your comment on that.
All right. Yes, sir, brother. You're so right. We've got to start putting our action where our mouth is and actually coming together sincerely. And this is why things are happening, we believe, because Allah is letting us know. He put us here to be one family and to work together as a family, not be divided and separated and creating chaos among each other like we are. Those are the works of Shaitan. Those are not the works of Allah, or what Allah would have us to do. So sometimes we have to get a real good heart spanking before we can wake up and understand what it is that we're doing wrong and try not to do that again. And this time. I believe we are beginning to wake up. I hear a lot of people talking, like you say, and some in action. I was glad to see my son. He's at the mass gate now, and he's cooking, and he was showing on the computer on Facebook where he was cooking this fish and making this salad from meeting they had, and he just felt so good about himself. And I felt good, too, because he had an injury and in a car accident. He hadn't been able to work for a while, so he was a little on the downside. And he was just so happy to be there to be doing something for others that he could do. And he's a good cook. He went to a school, it's a chef school, and he really cooks good. So I know they had a good meal from him. Also, I call her my daughter-in-law still, and she's a teacher. And she had noticed this truck at Safeway that was giving out, people were collecting food for the hungry now. You know, they used to have trucks and things around collecting for the hungry. They're thinking about those who
won't have a good meal on the day when the people want to say they're giving thanks. We have so many who won't even have food on the table. So she was reminding the people to stop by and put something in that truck. I mean, anybody can afford a can. I don't believe in being so poor you can't give a can of food away to help someone else.
Yeah.
So a lot of us have been down and out and down there, but we still were able to grab a little can or something, a little bag or something somewhere, and give to help someone else. So I was very thankful that she was mindful of the idea that she could remind others by coming on Facebook and spreading the word. So it's many ways that we can do good. We can help one another. And it doesn't always have to be from the pocket with money, because we don't have it, but we have ourselves. And we have so many gifts that have been given to us from our Creator that we can use from ourselves. Talents, you know, knowledge, abilities that we have that we can do and reach out. And this is how we come together and help each other. I see another number here. I don't know whether I've called that number or not. It's 443-704-4993 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Judy from Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. We hope that you're enjoying the show. If there's any comments or questions and all, we'd be glad to hear from you.
Yes. Talking about the youth, we just had to get to them. They just gave up hope, and they think it's no hope. We had to reach out to them like the people before us reach out to us, like Elijah Muhammad. I think some of us just gave up on them. But we just need to reach them. We got to find a way to reach them. We really do. And I don't think enough of us is trying.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. You're so right, sister. That's the whole idea, is that we should be striving ourselves. And like they used to do us, if they saw us going astray or going to the wrong, they pulled us back to the right. Hey, reminded us, hey, you know you're not supposed to be doing that. If you don't know, I'm going to let you know that that is not good, that is wrong, and you should not do that. And I'm going to tell your mama if you do it. Those were the words that were said to us, things like something like that, when we were coming along. And we have to do the same thing to these children. A lot of us are afraid of children, afraid they might hit us, fight us, and beat us, and we have wicked. We have children that will do that because they don't know any better.
Well, if you'll give me an opportunity to comment, I would like to comment, sister. I appreciate you talking. I want to respond to the guest from Baltimore, Maryland. The sister's absolutely right, but when we was growing up, I'll be 60 this year, the best way that I seen that would help us as children was the moral examples we had. They taught us to fear God. They taught us not to play with God. But more than anything, they led by example. They wouldn't curse in front of us. They wouldn't do wrong things in front of us. And we had a genuine fear. They didn't have to whip us like we were the animal. They could nearly throw to us. And we knew we could feel in their soul that they were sincere. And serious, and we said that even when I went around my mother and I was doing something wrong, I could still feel in my soul that my mother's watching me along with God. And I didn't fear going to jail, I fear going to hell, because they had taught us about hell and about God in a way that we realize this is serious. This ain't no joke. Most people, like the sister was saying today, the reason the children are being abandoned is because most adults, they are playing with God. Most Muslims are playing with God. Even then, I'll be lying to Muhammad's time. I don't care what nobody says about they want true Muslim God. They're telling a lie. If they want true Muslim, we wouldn't have no Muslims today, African Americans. Because that man stood on moral principles. And that man taught from the Quran. And that man, when you see him, you don't see him doing no corruption and what people want to say about his wives or whatever. Don't nobody have no judgment seat to judge Don Elijah Muhammad, or judge Malcolm X, or Imam Wasim Muhammad, or Farrah Khan, or nobody. We are not in a position to judge nobody. You don't know who Almighty Allah is using, but one thing is for sure, we got to stop being separatists as black people and realize that our only hope as a people is to unite. We got to stop fighting against each other, talking about you're Buddhist, you're Christian, you're 5%. Malcolm X said you're all black. And when white people look at us, they don't discriminate and say, well, that's a black Muslim, that's a black Christian, that's a black Buddhist. They say you're a black nigger, you're all black. And we're going to do the same thing to all of y'all. They don't discriminate. Look at what's going on around the country. They ain't discriminating and doing killing blacks in one city. They're killing black youths and killing blacks all over this country and the world. So the sister's right in saying that our children is our future. But the best way we can guide them is through our example. How can you tell the children one thing and you do another? I used to hear this when I was growing up, and I'm through. We used to be saying, don't do as I do as I say. That's insane. We lead by example. We're human beings, and we follow by example. People are watching you all the time.
That's
right. They watch me all the time. So if you live in a good moral example, when I just left Washington, D.C., most everybody in the city was telling me, you're a strong man of faith. You know, I respect you because you don't just talk Islam, you live it. That's all I was getting. Because I was out there on Georgia Avenue with Qurans, with spiritual literature, and my other products, and I was serving the whole world. So serving Almighty God Allah is not just talk, it's worship and serving humanity. And when you do that, Allah will bless you to see a change in your life and to see a change that you're making in the world. One man changed the whole world to what it is today in terms of civilization. Now that world and forgot about that man and the teachings he brought, that's Prophet Muhammad and the Quran, and then going back into the dark ages of spiritual corruption. So that's all I wanted to say concerning the sister from Baltimore, and thank you for coming on, sister.
Yes, thank you, brother. Yes, indeed, thank you, sister. That's what we want, more of you out in the audience. If there is any comment that you would like to make, any questions or anything, just push the number one button. If you push that number one button, you will show up on our switchboard, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Answer any questions that you have. The man was just talking about us and how during the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's time, we didn't just tell, we lived the examples ourselves. We were encouraged to do that, encouraged not to just talk what's right, but you have to be the example. You live because the children are watching you. And that reminds me, they have a party going on. I believe it's in Detroit now. There's these young brothers, a group of them, and they got together and went to see what they could do to buy out these old buildings. They're African Americans, and that's good because everybody seemed to be buying out these buildings around us in these cities except African Americans. And they went to see what they could do to buy out some of these buildings and get these little brothers in their neighborhood together and teach them how to renovate those buildings and build those buildings. And so they started a project here, and I said, this will be a group, and I hope it will spread like wildfire across America because we need to be getting places to live for our own, too, like everyone else. And I understand these buildings are very, they give you really funding for them. They have grants for them and loans and everything available for those who want to buy out these old buildings and renovate. So we as a people need to be getting together as a group and doing the same thing, getting some of these buildings back that our parents built for others and use them for us and our people to live in.
I think Brother Thomas want to come back on, Brother Thomas.
Brother Thomas, sure, I'd be glad to call. I'll bring him back on. One moment here, Brother Thomas, all right. I have you on the air, Brother Thomas. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sister. You know, it's an old saying. Thank you for the Quran, it's an old saying, what he said. Works
but work, doing no work is just like without faith is dead. So I think what we should do, I heard Mr. Farrakhan say a couple weeks ago in Georgia about the Chinese and the Koreans. You don't never see them putting too many people like up in Washington, the Senate, nowhere begging for nothing because they're unified and they go ahead and get what they want to get. We need to go back to our roots and start taking the same way of making that money or tossing our people to be unified for businesses and being able to go for ourselves and do for ourselves. There ain't nothing wrong with us having something because that's what we always strive for. Even back in the days of segregation, you know, when they didn't let us go in certain stores, we built our own stores. But now we got more people, more educated people now than ever. And we need to take these people and gird them up to help, you know, make this program happen. You know, we got to do it. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yes, sir. So this is time to start talking and really show in our actions and come together. And I believe that there are many of us who are becoming very sincere in doing this now. We are waking up from the dead, so to speak, as we said, you know, coming away from the world and self-world, you know, becoming selfies and becoming nothing but a bunch of selfies, me, mine, eyes in this world, and forgotten about the other person who lives next door to us, even who lives in the house with us in many cases. We've got to come together and live as a family and build as a family and support each other. Otherwise, we will exterminate ourselves. Now we'll have Brother Larry, would you have another word to say first? All right. Imam Shabazz?
Yes, I would like to say to Brother Thomas' comment, me and Brother Thomas have been talking a long time. Me and Brother Thomas have been workers. Brother Thomas is a worker. He was in the Nation of Islam about 45 years ago, and I used to look at him working. That was one of the most hardest working brothers here in our state, in Durham, North Carolina. We both from Durham. And I used to say, I want to be like him because he sold so many Muhammad speaks. He sold so many white and H&G fish. And they were sharp and they were unified. That's what inspired me to come to Islam. I said, I ain't never seen black people work together like that. And since the Nation of Islam, you ain't never seen no united black people working as one, building our own communities, so building our own stores, supporting our own people in our own community. Right here where me and Brother Thomas is was called Black Wall Street back in the 60s. And that was because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching do for self. And we started doing for self. Black people weren't doing for self until Honorable Elijah Muhammad came in the year 1930 and started saying, look, the only way we going to make it in this nation, we got to become a nation within this nation and do for ourselves and buy our own land and then make up, grow our own food and do for self. And I do want to say this before I stop. Allah, the Creator, says there's no food better than food that you grow with your own hands. So do for self. We got to stop talking because Trump is in there now, and he's going to make sure that you don't talk as black people because you don't do nothing for yourself as black people. You ain't going to get nothing, and you ain't going to survive. And he's going to take care of himself and corporate America. He ain't in there for black people, period. He ain't in there really for no poor people, but especially black people because they fear us. I'm going to tell you why they fear us. They know who we are, but we don't know who we are. They know our history and how great we are, even here in this country. We built this country. The only thing they built was the patent building so they could take all our inventions and patent them for themselves because we were slaves and we couldn't patent them. And we still ain't patenting things. We're coming up with billion-dollar ideas, and they're stealing them from us, and we're letting them do it. Black people are weaker now than I ever seen them. And like me and Brother Thomas are always talking, we are workers. That brother is a worker. That brother worked till he couldn't get out there and work no more. I'm here, I'm turning 60, and I'm still out here working. While I was on the phone outside, I had a young man come out and say, you still got them horses? He remembered me from 30 years back. So me and Brother Thomas are workers. We need workers, not talkers. And we ain't going to defeat evil with evil. We're going to defeat evil with unity and the goodness of Allah. can defeat evil. That's all I got to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. You're listening to the radio broadcast.
Brother Thomas, I'm Imam Shahid Shabazz,
the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m., and we pray a lot that you're enjoying the conversation, the discussion today. And we're asking you to just come, feel free to push that number one button and come on so that you can participate. I'm going to try
Brother Thomas wanted to speak again if you didn't have another guest, sister. I didn't mean to cut
all
you.
All right.
Excuse
okay. Brother Thomas, sure. Let me bring you back on.
Get out and they do a lot of talking, but those that get out and work, they make their they don't let their mouth just run. They get out and make their feet move. So I say, Brother Shahid, been a worker from day one. I knew it was around about like 1974, 75, somewhere around in there when I first met him. And he's been a soldier for a long time for our people. So we need strong brothers like him. Hope that a lot of best, even strong people like you to stay around a long time ago. We got a great work that we need to do to unify a lot of people, you know. It ain't nothing wrong with us being united. We need to be united. Everybody else is united. We need to be united. It ain't a racism thing, none of that. It's about us having our own. Thank you, sister.
Thank you,
brother.
That's right. Yes, in America, I've been married to him for 11 years now, and everyone I meet, I've met, and especially in North Carolina, when I was there, they had the same thing to say from a hardworking brother. Yes, he is. And he's been all, not just in North Carolina, but down in Virginia and D.C. and Maryland and all along the way. The brother's been carrying the word and teaching the truth and trying to wake the people up. And we want to thank Allah for him, and we know that we believe within ourselves that many blessings awaiting him. And we pray that we can have more of him, more people like him. He struggles hard, and he doesn't mind. He means he puts his actions where his words are. And this is
That's
what
right.
we need, and this is what we want. So we're really grateful for Imam Shahid Shabazz. Also, I want to try again. We have these DC numbers. I'm going to try and see if either of them have anything to say. The 202-910-2580. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
My name is Rashida Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Rashida.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, I came on kind of late, but what I heard talking about the youth as well as the evilness in the world, of the world, I'd like to hear the topic. First, I was just going to listen, but it was so, you know, on time, talking about the youth, being that I'm a parent of a lot of younger kids of age, you know. I'm trying to get my house in the hallway. You hear that group. But anyway, I wanted to say, for me, I think, for the youth, you know, they think sometimes they act like parents has to be perfect and they find excuses not to do what they're supposed to do. But youth, as well as any and all of God's creation of mankind, we have to start putting Allah first at all times. And then, and go forth. Let the kids do whatever they do, just trust Allah. And as that example of going on and not stopping, that's what helps, you know, because there's so much evil and so much corruption in the world today, it seems like you can't really trust nobody. You know, I mean, none of us are perfect.
So right.
But what is turning us, what we have to do is put God first for real in everything we do. You know, and then as far as the unifying part, that's love. God has to do that. God has got it too big for us. If we put God first, the unity will come from him, because even as it says, he the one to bring righteousness together. We can't do it. I just was listening. I just wanted to share that, inshallah. be at the will of God.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you. You're so right.
Thank
you. And I like the comment you made about so much evil in the world today. And our parents, I remember, sister, I'm a few years older than you all, and you probably remember, too, I'm quite sure your parents, some of you remember your parents even saying, because they were still teaching you, that in the last days they would say, there's a time when you won't be able to have no friends at all. You'll be blessed to have one friend. That's what my father said, you know. And you have to put all your faith in God. Just trust in God. Because evil, people are going to be so evil, they're not going to care about each other anymore. And you heard that then, and you couldn't imagine actually seeing it exist as such today. Because it wasn't like that then, like we said. We had more unity among the people working with each other and supporting each other in the neighborhood, and especially where the children were concerned, looking out for the children. As you said, too, you teach the children right. You direct them into the right way, and they won't go astray because they have a creator there. Definitely, he's directing all of them. There are many children who have parents who are unfortunately in such conditions that they're not really able to teach their children right. Yet those children grow up to be some of your better children because they have to realize whether we teach them or not, our Creator chooses whom He wills to keep on the straight path and to direct him to His will in life. And I was in a situation like that when I was coming up. And this little boy's mother, she was an alcoholic, of course, and he wasn't with his father. But he was the best student, well-mannered, very spiritual, believed in God, went to church, had a little paper route, honor student all the way through, everything that the ideal parent was struggling to try to raise the child to be. But he was doing this because he was being guided by his Creator. This was the path that he was to travel as an example to us, that our Creator is the one who's still in charge.
Can I say something else, Sister Isla?
Yes,
no, I'm sorry. No, you got a guess. Go ahead on. I'm sorry.
Yes, there is someone else who wants to speak at this time? Do you have anyone else who wants to speak at this time? Brother Larry?
Okay.
Brother Larry?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam,
yes.
Brother Larry.
Yes, you know, I'm still hung. I appreciate the call in about the youth. I think one thing, that's one of my most concerns, because it's definitely a job, you know, for the youth. I mean, I think we got good young men out here, but it's just, you know, the time in the world is spinning so fast now that, you know, and I think some will be, unjustly criticized and persecuted. And we certainly have to, I put forth the things that you and our brother Shaheed is doing, Sister Isla, and the sister said, is to put God first. We certainly have to do that. And we certainly have to, I think, give these young brothers a chance, young sisters a chance, stop criticizing them. Have faith in God as elder leaders in society, because to take some of the things that we've done, of course we made many mistakes, but we want to quickly crucify and slander them because they're young, they're doing the same thing that we did when we were young. And we have to overcome that and have faith in them, show them guidance, give them love, appreciation. I think we have to do that. And one more thing I'm going to comment on really quick is that, in today's society, I know this in Durham here, they're building these big high-rise buildings, and most of them now are going to whites. And a lot of whites are moving in the inner city and the big high-rise buildings, as they did with black folks back in the day when they put them in the projects and stacked them on top of each other in the city. So I have a long holding and looking in sight to see what will happen in the next 10, 15, 20 years with that being whites in the inner city and stacked on top of each other versus blacks being in the inner city and stacked on top of each other. I'm just kind of curious to know what it will be like in the next 10, 15, or 20 years in those conditions that they are in versus where we were some years ago. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. If I can comment on that, Sister Isla, before you come back on, I just wanted to say that in the Holy Quran, Allah or the Creator says, let there arise out of you a band of people and join into all that's good and forbidden from all that's wrong. And he said, they are the people that will be successful. And if you study history, you will find that it ain't never been but a small group of people that changed the world. Elijah Muhammad started out by himself, him and his wife. Prophet Muhammad started out by himself, him and his wife, and his free slave. So the thing that I'm saying is that, like some people have said, I've made a difference over the years. I do want to comment on this sister, too, because she deserves it. Sister Rashida was my wife when Brother Thomas knew me, and he said I made a tape over there on Grant Street in Durham called The Shaking or something like that. And I was with Sister Rashida. Me and her used to go out all over Durham, too, all over Virginia, working, doing door-to-door. And all the children, she took them in the house. She taught them Islam. She taught them the truth. She fed them. She acted like they all were her children. And I wanted to say that because when we was in Africa, they said it takes a village to raise one child. We got to go back to that mentality. You know, when that we don't look at, oh, that's them blacks. They do their thing. I do my thing. We are all one people, and we go, like Malcolm X said, freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. See, Almighty God don't want one person in our race to be successful. He wants all of us to be successful. He wants all of us to be like other races where we can work together. I was in D.C., just left D.C., and all over D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, you see businesses, but not black businesses. Why is that? You can't blame the white man because you got the freedom to come together just like Mexican and Chinese. You know, our problem is selfishness, and that stems from slavery. Divide and conquer. It ain't no more. We should stop thinking I and start thinking we. You know, we. These are our children. I'm telling all black people. When I was in D.C., I loved all the people. Homeless people came up to me, drunks, they hugged me. One brother came to me over at a store called John. I was on my way out, going down the aisle, and I seen him, and when I passed him, he came running down there, and he hugged me. He said, I felt something from you, and he said, I just wanted to say to you, I'm a Muslim, I'm weak. He said, but I want to be strong, and he said, when I get older, I want to be like you. You see what I'm saying? You don't know who's watching you. But people, a picture is worth a thousand words. So people watching you, you don't know what you're doing in their life. But if you're living right, you are affecting somebody's life. And especially like what she just said, we need to affect the children's life. But what she was saying also is that, you know, be a good example for the children. Some of our children go astray. I want to stray too. But prayer changes things. If we're united, and we come together and work together, that'll give our children more hope to come back to the right path. But they can't see us selling drugs, doing wrong, gambling, messing with homosexuals and lesbians, and all this corruption. This is what I seen in D.C. When I left D.C., I said, thank God I'm leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm leaving Babylon. And, man, I tell you, I feel so free here in North Carolina, even though they got their issues. I feel so free because you don't see all this corruption down here. And like Brother Thomas said, I've been working down here 42 years walking through the street. You know, I'm probably one of the only soldiers that's still out here, but I give all praises to Allah because if it wasn't for this special mercy, I'd have been dead. So peace be with you. I'm going to let somebody else come on now. And,
thank you very much, brother. Our time is up now. If you could lead us in a prayer at this time so that we can close out. We want to thank all of you today for joining us. We really enjoy the discussion. Please come again next week and invite someone else to come with you.
I would like for Brother Thomas to lead us in prayer. Lead us out in prayer, Brother Thomas. Can y'all hear Brother Thomas?
Let me see if I can get him back on. I think he's. Oh no, here he is.
Lead us in prayer. I'm gonna take us back to a prayer that we did back in the day. Okay. I'm not gonna do that five, but I'm gonna do this prayer that I'm like Mama taught us. It's probably got a title to it somewhere, and it's probably, I haven't seen it in the Quran myself, but it's probably a old Islamic prayer. It goes like this, okay? Surely I have turned myself to thee, O Allah, striving to be upright, to he who originated the heavens and the earth. I am not a polytheist. Surely my prayers and my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for thee, O Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No associate has he, and this I command it. I am of those who submit. I have been greatly unjust to myself, and I confess my faults. So please, O Lord, grant us protection against all of our faults. For none can grant us protection against all of our faults for thee. I turn away from us the evil and the indecent morals, and guide us to the best of morals. For none can guide us to the best of morals but thee.
I mean, beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
I mean,
beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful. And we want you to join us again next Sunday, same time, for Imam Shahid's broadcast, The Reality of a Creator. And again, invite someone to come on with you. Give them the phone number and tell them to join us too. And have a pleasant day.
As-salamu
alaykum.
One who would forbid the wrong.